put a lot of sweat and labor. He doesn't get around as well as he used to, but he's doing better. And I'm thankful. And we're going to sing a little something this morning. And he might have something on his heart he needs to say. Yes, sir. Amen. Just give me a little monitor on this, and I'll use this right here, beyond the gates. I don't know how much of the words I can remember, but beyond the gates. If you got anything on your heart, have you gone and get it?
Yes, I've got a lot on my heart, but I couldn't get it said. There's too much there, 52 years.
Amen.
And if you'd have told me 52 years ago what it'd be now, I'd have kind of thought you was about half crazy. That's right, brother. But I give God the glory for it.
Amen.
I mean, he's the one that did it. He's the one that's done it in your life, too. Now, you can take credit for it if you want to, or give it to somebody else, but it's been the Lord.
Amen. And
I thank him for his goodness to me.
Beyond the gates of life so pleading, there is for this fair morning beyond the gates, beyond the gates. I love that third verse. A lot of my loved ones have already made that crossing. Some of y'all better be glad you've got a mother and a father. You can go sit down at their table. They'll feed you. Get you anything you want. Some of us aren't that blessed today. My mama had one of the prettiest smiles. That little smile broke on her face when she took her last breath. I'm looking forward to seeing her one day. And it's all because of what Jesus did. Of course, I want to see him most of all. But I'm glad he's going to bring us all together. And I bless his name. Let's sing that third verse again. Beyond the gates of all sad partings, where grief and pain it's come time for our final message this morning.